Good Friday morning, beloved, and thank you again for inviting me into your homes for this edition of the 5-Minute Journey. And it looks like we've come to the end of our week together already, haven't we? Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, and chapter 7, verse 1. Just two short verses today. And in today's reading, the Apostle Paul warns the Corinthians against pagan influences and encourages them to live in awe of God. And of course, God's saving word for us this week has been spiritual renewal. So let's read these two verses and then kick them around a little bit, shall we? Let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 6, begin at verse 14. Do not try to work together as equals with unbelievers, for it cannot be done. How can right and wrong be partners? How can light and darkness live together? All these promises are made to us, my dear friends. So then let us purify ourselves from everything that makes body or soul unclean, and let us be completely holy by living in awe of God. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, where Paul writes, let us purify ourselves from everything that makes our body or soul unclean, and let us be completely holy by living in awe of God. You know, this is a very deep passage of Scripture. And I see in here a very real warning to today's church, especially here in the United States. I see churches reaching out and using every pagan, every worldly way of entertainment to draw people into the church service. And basically it's become a battle of advertising campaigns. Who can come up with the best advertising campaign to get people into church? Who can entertain the people the most? Who can give more fun things to the children so that they'll want to come to church? And I'm not saying that the children don't need to be ministered to. They do. They need to have, I thank God for the churches that we have where you have godly men and women that are working specifically with our children to give them the clean, pure word of God so that they can grow up being led by the Scripture that they've hidden in their hearts so that they may not sin against God. But the church as a whole in America today is succumbing to all the temptations of Hollywood and all of the advertising corporations trying to make Christianity not just palatable, but look at how glorious it can be, and look at how wonderful and how enriching and how financially benefited you can be by going to a particular church or listening to a particular minister. And beloved, that's not what church is all about. We don't need to be exactly as the world to draw people out of the world. We need to show them that are in the world that there is a better life than the one that they are living, a one that can bring freedom, not just additional bondage. And so I think that these two little verses here just stuck away in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and 7 are a warning to today's church to wake up and start doing what is right, to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ without all the glitz and glitter that Hollywood tries to throw at that. Let's go ahead and pray. Holy God, when I am faced with temptation, empower me with the weapons of the Spirit to help me to resist all that is evil, Purify me from everything that would make my body or soul unclean, so that I may live a life that is holy and in awe of you. Well, this brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me Monday morning as we'll be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 2 through 16, where the Apostle Paul, hears about the church in Corinth that cheers him up. And so we'll look forward to being with you on Monday morning. Of course, I look forward to seeing you in the chapel on Sunday. If you can't be there in person, don't forget we're on Facebook and on Zoom. And let's grow together as we are all of us together are making that race to eternity, that we all end up at the throne of God together. Amen. We'll see you next time.